Good morning, a Wednesday morning. That means Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette, joining us. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Well, of course, this time of year, people out and about, and the issue of ticks always comes up, and checking yourself. We see this disturbing story about something the ticks can carry, which is Powassan virus, which has been found again this time in Saratoga County.
Right. The State Department of Health has confirmed a second and possibly a third case of the tick-borne Powassan virus in Saratoga County. The cases are the first appearances of the virus in New York State this year and have affected residents from three different towns. The Health Department said testing of ticks is being increased in Saratoga County while officials study the cases. The cases, however, don't appear linked. The Health Department said the virus is rare. More than 1,200 ticks in the county have been tested in the Health Department's lab in Albany since 2000, and none carried the Powassan virus. There have been only 24 cases of this virus in the entire state over that time, prior to the current cases, and over that same time, tens of thousands of people have been diagnosed with a much more common Lyme disease. The Federal Centers for Disease Control reports there have been only 75 Powassan cases nationwide over the past decade, primarily in the Northeast and the Great Lakes region. Minnesota had 20 cases over the same period, and New York and Wisconsin have had 16 cases each. So three in one county is very unusual, though Westchester County saw three cases back in 2007. Health Department's not saying what towns these cases were in. They're trying to protect the patient confidentiality. The cases will cause the state to increase the amount of routine testing it does, collecting ticks that are being tested for Lyme disease and other viruses. And they were out in force yesterday at a Clifton Park park collecting ticks that they will send to their lab in Albany for testing. We talked to a couple of people from the State Health Department, and one of the researchers there said it's too early for the Health Department to say Powassan is a true threat in Saratoga County, but it's enough that they needed to ramp up their testing.
Well, from a summer nuisance to a summer staple, Saratoga Racetrack opens on Friday.
And they're off. On Friday, horse and race fans will return to the Saratoga Racecourse. For the first time, drivers with the ride-sharing services Uber and Lyft will be there, too. New York Racing Association is expecting good things, especially on big racing days when tens of thousands of fans crowd the historic track. NYRA is in the final stages of negotiating arrangements for ride-sharing pickup and drop-off and expects to announce details before opening day.
We've been talking with Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Joins us on Wednesdays. For more on these or other stories, you can head to dailygazette.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Judy, thank you.